hygiene, washing, and brainwashing. Even in the most anti-establishment of underground circles, I'm amazed by how frequently I hear people complain about people they call hippies or crusty punks. These crusty punks came in here and smelled up the whole place, they'll say. What great transgression have these people committed to be so reviled? They have a different orientation to the question of cleanliness than the rest of us do. Where do our ideas and values about so-called cleanliness come from, anyway? Western civilization has a long history of associating cleanliness with goodness and merit, best summed up by the old expression, cleanliness is next to godliness. In ancient Greek plays, evil people and spirits, the Furies, for example, were often described as filthy. The Furies were dirty, aged, and female, exactly the opposite of how the playwright who described them saw himself. Their filthiness, among other things, identified them as an outgroup, as alien, animal, inhuman. Over time, cleanliness became a measure with which the haves separated themselves from the have-nots. Those who possessed the wealth and power required to have the leisure to remain indoors, inactive, scorned the peasants and travelers whose lifestyles involved getting their hands and bodies dirty. Throughout history, we can see that cleanliness has been used as a standard of worth by those with power to ascribe social status, and thus the godly, the self-proclaimed holy ones who stood above the rest of us in hierarchical society, proclaiming that their cleanliness, bought with the labor of others who were forced to work for them, was a measure of their godliness and superiority. To this day, we accept the traditional belief that being clean, according to social norms, is desirable in itself. It should be clear from the history of our ideas about cleanliness that anyone who is critical of mainstream values, any radical or punk rocker, should be extremely suspicious of the great value placed on being clean, according to traditional standards. Besides, what exactly does clean mean?